This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. If you're part of a couple, chances are you remember the exact moment you first met your mate, just like this couple does in a scene from the film When Harry Met Sally.
I thought he was coming to talk to my friend Maxine, because people were always crossing rooms to talk to Maxine. But he was coming to talk to me, and he said,
I'm Ben Small of the Coney Island Smalls.
At that moment, I knew. I knew the way you know about a good melon.
Well, it turns out how you met your good melon isn't just fodder for Hollywood romantic comedies. In fact, it could say something bigger about your relationship. That's according to a couple whom we meet this week, Faith Saley and Mario Correa. They're not together, but they do host a program about relationships. It's called Relationshow from member station WNYC in New York. Welcome, guys. Nice to talk with you.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay, so you got kind of interested in this idea about how couples meet and what it says about them. What triggered this interest for you?
You know, I come from a Latin American Catholic family, so we're all about rules, you know, rules. So I thought there's got to be rules for how you should meet your mate, you know. Is it better if you meet someone through friends as opposed to I just spotted you across the street.com?
I've always had better luck at I'm standing outside your door right now.org. I wanted to debunk that whole meet cute trope, you know, of romantic comedies, the one that says you've got to meet your perfect mate in some preposterously adorable way, like, you know, accidentally skydiving right into each other.
Yeah, running into each other in the park, spilling something on one another.
Oh, right.
You're so cute. So you two are friends and collaborators, interested in how people interact in relationships. You went out and actually talked to couples about how they met, right?
We did. And starting with this couple, this is Becky and Jeremy. And 22 years ago, a mutual friend suggested that they meet. So this is what Becky did.
To this day, I can't even believe I did it, but for some reason, I sat down and wrote Jeremy a letter. And it was kind of a crazy letter.
It was a love letter. It wasn't just a letter.
I actually mailed it, which is even crazier.
Of course, the first thing I did was show it to all my friends in my fraternity and say, look, I'm getting love letters from people I don't even know.
What did it say, this love letter?
I think it said, will you marry me? I don't know you, but I want to marry you.
Wow, Becky's bold.
All right, so Rachel, here are Alice and Chauncey. They met at Gay Pride in a gay bar where Chauncey had been hired to model. Shockingly, she did not figure him to be straight.
And then I thought, oh, well, maybe he's just flirting with me, a gay man flirting with me, because that's happened many times before. So I still didn't know. I didn't know until later that night when it seemed like you liked me and you held my hand and you kissed me at the end of the night.
So there was no clue when I told you take my shirt off in private.
No, I thought
obvious to me.
I thought you were flirty. I thought you were a flirty gay guy.
Okay, so obviously
she's no dummy.
These couples met in very different ways. But does the way that couples meet, does this tell us anything about the couples themselves? Maybe whether or not they've got what it takes to stick together for a long time?
Yeah, that's what we asked Dr. John Gottman. He's a pioneer in the field of relationship science.
The way a couple meets really doesn't matter very much. I mean, what really matters is how they tell the story to themselves and to their partner, but really in their own mind. You know, you can really tell when people have a very positive story of us. They're sitting close, they're looking at each other, they're smiling, and there's a relish in telling the story. On the other hand, you know, if they really aren't doing very well in the relationship, then the interview is kind of like pulling teeth.
Okay, so he's saying it's not necessarily how you meet, it's how you talk about how you met. But, right. Mario, isn't it obvious that an unhappy couple would kind of tell this story kind of unhappily, and a happy couple would tell it all with this really positive spin on it?
Yeah, no, it is. And that's why what he really is looking for is how the story is changing over time. Because each time you or I tell any story, it changes a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So he studies the same couples over many years, sometimes 20 years, and he listens for these little changes. And by listening for those, he can predict, he says, whether they'll stay together or break apart.
Wow, so big indicator according to him. But the interviews we heard with the couples you spoke with earlier, these were just kind of a snapshot in time. Did Dr. Gottman have anything to say about the dynamic that he witnessed between these two couples?
Yeah, these snapshots are shorter than the oral histories he conducts, but with our couple's permission, we shared them. And here's his take on Becky and Jeremy of the love letter.
They just had a way of enjoying one another's sense of humor. They had delight in one another, and they were very complimentary about one another.
Now, Alice and Chauncey, on the other hand.
What was missing there was Chauncey saying positive things about Alice. She says a lot of positive things about him, but he's really saying, you know, she missed a lot of cues. Didn't she realize that I was a straight guy when I said I'd be happy to take my shirt off in private, you know? So he's kind of criticizing her.
So should Alice and Chauncey be a little bit worried here?
You know, they're a new couple still. So Gottman says there's still time for them to course correct. Here's his advice.
He needs to be saying things that he appreciates and admires about Alice in order for them to look like a better couple.
Okay, listen up, folks. You got to say nice things about your partner, right? I am going home. I'm telling my husband he's got to start speaking up right this second. Faith and Mario, thank you both. Faith Saley and Mario Correa co-host WNYC Public Radio's Relations Show. And you can see photos of the couples we heard from today and listen to their stories at npr.org. Faith and Mario, thanks so much.
Thanks Rachel.
Relations Show.